Jeremiah chapter 1. Most people who haven't reached their potential have a long list of excuses for why they haven't. God told me, "Don't say, I'm only a boy. I'll tell you where to go and you'll go there. I'll tell you what to say and you'll say it. Don't be afraid of a soul. I'll be right there looking for you." God's decree, verses 7 and 8. We must distinguish for ourselves what we often cannot distinguish in others, because we do not know the heart or the intentions of others. Sometimes it is genuine humility, the reason for which we do not feel capable. Other times there are excuses, and even other times it is a damaged self-esteem that seeks flattery. Only with the intervention of the Holy Spirit, sometimes complemented by a sincere counselor, can we be able to discern the real reason of our response to God's call. Jeremiah, Moses, and Gideon were obedient to the divine call of the one who formed them and designed a plan and a purpose for their lives. God calls and commissions to a task or ministry, but does not leave his servant alone. "I will be with you, and I will protect you," he told Jeremiah. "They'll fight you, but they won't even scratch you. I'll back you up every inch of the way." Verse 19. No matter how difficult the task is or how great the challenge is, if you call me and you will be with me, I want to obey you with all the strength you give me.